بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب بر الوالدين وصلة الأرحام. الحمد لله. This is the 40th chapter of رياض الصالحين. Imam Nawawi رحمة الله عليه now discusses a hadith on kindness to one's parents and maintaining family kinship or relationship. So this chapter is dedicated to those verses and ahadith relating to birrul walidain, obedience to parents, kindness to parents, and joining family ties. قال الله تعالى وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah Ta'ala says, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and do not ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be kind to parents. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. And also to one's relatives, to the orphans, the poor, the near neighbors, the distant neighbors, a companion by your side, to travelers, and all those people who are in your possessions. In those days there was slavery, so Shariat also commands us to be kind to the slaves. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Allah says, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose name you ask of one another, and be mindful of your relatives. Arham means your relatives. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّوصَلْ. There are a few verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities of believers, and in there, one of the qualities is that they join ties regarding those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that ties and relationship should be maintained. In other words, with the family. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدِهِ حُسْنًا. Allah commands us that Allah ta'ala says, we commanded man, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ, we give wasiyah to man, we commanded man to be kind to his parents. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah has ordained that you should worship only Him and be kind to your parents. Ulama say that if one looks at this verse and he ponders, Allah commands us to worship only Allah. That is Tawheed. And the very next command Allah has given, and to be kind to one's parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says, if one of them or both of them reach old age in your lifetime, do not even say uff to them, and do not scold them. Speak to them with respect. وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And you should say, or you should lower before them the wings of humility. In other words, you should be humble towards them out of compassion and say, O Allah, show mercy to my parents as they were merciful and they raised me when I was little. When I was a little boy, they tolerated me, they endured hardship, and they overlooked my mistakes and my faults. Now when they are old, we should be doing the same. May Allah give us tawfiq. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Again, Allah Ta'ala says another verse that we give man instructions regarding his parents. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. His mother in particular, Allah Ta'ala talks about the mother, she carried him in weakness upon weakness. 9 months she was pregnant, she carried her child. And none of us men can ever imagine the pain that the mother and the woman goes through during the pregnancy, the morning sickness, the pain. She has to keep on going for checkups, and she feels very miserable, nausea at time. So that is a kamzori, a weakness that she has to endure. Wahnan ala wahnin, even when she is giving birth, the time of delivery, the pain that the mother endures. Wafisaluhu fi amain, and then after that, she has to feed the child, breastfeed the child, give the child milk, and then the weaning over a period of 2 years. Allah says, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. Show gratitude to me, is Allah, and to your parents. So again, we see how important that Allah Ta'ala, in so many verses, Allah Ta'ala has instructed us to be kind to our parents and also to maintain family relationship. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل يحب إلى الله تعالى. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which action does Allah love the most? Now Rasulullah sallam gave three particular actions in this hadith. A similar question was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the other narrations, different actions have been mentioned. So ulama explain that depending on the person who asked the question, accordingly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the answer, the reply. And another explanation is, depending on the time. For example, if it was Hajj, then Rasulullah would mention the importance of Hajj at the time. But generally, this hadith shows us the important, all these deeds are one of those very most important actions that we should all get in our life. So depending on the person who asked the question, depending on the time the question was asked, and also to show that these are among the very important actions that a Muslim should be have in his life. So Rasulullah then said, قَالَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَىٰ وَقْتِهَا. That namaz, when it is performed in its time, in its appointed time, example now Fajr. So we all performed our Fajr Salat on the appointed time, may Allah accept it. If we were asleep or we were unmindful and Fajr then expired, and then we read Qaza afterwards, then we have not performed our Fajr on the appointed time. Ada. We are making in Qada. So Salat, it is so important. This is a pillar of Islam. And this is what we should be getting in our life. So As-Salatu ala waqtiha. Qultu thumma ayyu. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, after he received this answer, then he asked, and then after that, which is the next? Qala birrul walidain. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, obedience to one's parents. قلت ثم أي then which one قال الجهاد في سبيل الله jihad in the path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. In this particular hadith Rasulullah has even put بر الوالدين before jihad, the obedience to your parents, and then he said striving in the path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And in fact, in one particular hadith which we will be doing, where the sahabi comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah, my name has been written to go in a certain expedition in the path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, can I go? I've got elderly parents. Rasulullah said, go and strive in them and look after them, take care of them. That is more important for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.